Okay, today is Daf Mem Ches. We are on Daf Mem Ches. We're up to the Mishnah. Four lines from the top. Hallel, saying Hallel on Sukkot. V'simcha, and this idea of being happy, having Simcha on Sukkot, is Shemona. It's all 8 days. It's not only Sukkot, but even Shemini Atzeres. We say Hallel on Shemini Atzeres. There's an Indian of being happy, Simcha, on Shemini Atzeres. In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, that meant bringing Karbanos. Doesn't mean to be happy, to walk around like, you know, with a hot smile on your face, a hop in your skip, whatever. That's not what it means. It means to bring Karbanos, different, right? Anyway, Ketzad, Malamed, Shechayev on the Bahalel, Uba Simcha, person's Chayev and Halel and Simcha, V'kavod Yontif, and Kavod Yontif, Ha'achron Shalchad, on the last day of Yontif, which is Shemini Atzeres, Kishar Kol Yemos Achad, just like every other day of Yontif. Special, it's a special time of year. It's not for 7 days. It's even 8 days too. Menahani Mili, says the Gemara. How do you know that? How do you know what? So Rashi says, how do you know that Bishmini Chayev Simcha? That on the eighth day you're Chayev Simcha. How do you know? Where'd that come from? The Lokshiv Bebehedya Elishiv Simeachad. It only really says Simcha on Sukkot. Dichsiv it says, and Shemini Atzeres doesn't really say to have simchas. How do you know? Where'd that come from? So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, it says, V'hayisa ach sameach. What is V'hayisa ach sameach? You should be but happy. And we all know that ach always is a, whenever it says ach, it means to take away something. So here we're not taking away anything, we're adding something, right? So, Lerabos, it comes to include Leila Yom Tov Achron. It comes to include Shemini Atzeres night. That's what it comes to include. O Eino Elo Yom Tov Rishon. Maybe it comes to include the first night, because, like I said, Simcha is really an Inyan of Karbanos. So, the first night of Sukkot, there are no Karbanos at night. So maybe it means that night I have to have Simcha, and I have to bring Karbanos on Erev Sukkot, so I should have what to do, eat, Sukkot night. Now, Kishu Omer, Ach, Chalak, Ach, always divides. So it's Ach is a word of minimization, not inclusion. So we're not including the first night, we're including the last night. It says the Gemara, My Rosh L'Rabbos Leil Yontav Achron, Ulahotzi Leil Yontav Rishon. Why are you doing it like that? Why are you including the last night, which is Shemini Atzeres night, and why are you excluding the first night? And the Gemara says very simply, Marbe ani leila yontif achron. I will include the last night, Shemini Atzeres night, sheyesh simcha lefanov, because it had simcha the day before. The seventh day of Pesach of Sukkot is part of Sukkot simcha that day. We're going to extend the simcha into Shemini Atzeres. That makes sense. Umotze ani leila yontif arishon shein simcha lefanov. But I will not have simcha the first night of Sukkot, which has no simcha before it. There's no simcha on Erev Sukkot. No such thing. So therefore, we include Shemini Atzeres night, and we exclude Sukkot night, the first night of Sukkot. Okay? That's it. Nothing to say. New Mishnah. Sukkah, Shiva, Ketzad. So as we've been saying all along, Sukkot is a seven-day holiday. Ketzad. What does that mean? Well, what do you mean? What does that mean? The Gemara is going to say in a minute what it means. Gamar melechol, you finished eating, you finished, you had lunch, and now that night, next night, let's say it's a Tuesday. So Tuesday night,
the last meal.
So whenever you have your last meal on Hoshana Rabbah, the next meal you have, not going to be Sukkot anymore. So the last meal you have, whenever it is, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or brunch, or early dinner, that's it. So let's take the sukkah down now. Why should the sukkah be up the whole time? Let's take it down. Lo yatere sukkah. You're not allowed to do that. Now let's take your sukkah down. I'm not eating in the sukkah anymore. Let's take it down. Don't lo yatere sukkah. Avol morid es hakelim min amincha ulamayla. But you can take in all the kelim that you were using the whole Yontif, because you still have Shemini Atzeres. So you still need, you need to have your fancy silverware and all that. That you can bring into the house. Mipnei covered yontif achron shel chag. I need service for yontif night. Right? I need my utensils for yontif night. It should be yontif night. That you can bring into the house. But you can't take the sukkah down. You gotta leave the sukkah up.
What do we mean by mincha? Is that kedor or katana?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Whenever you finish your meal. So that's the vague answer I can give you. Whenever you finish your meal, that's when you can start bringing in the stuff. Now, ain lo kalim lahorid mahu. What if you don't have any kalim to bring in? So Gemara says, ain lo kalim, then how'd you eat? Elaki mishtamish, b'may mishtamish. What'd you eat? What'd you eat with? You know, the Gemara wants to know, how do I demonstrate that I'm getting ready for Shemini Atzeres? So Gemara, what if you don't have any kalim? The Gemara says, that's impossible. What do you mean you don't have any kalim? You ate with your hands? You put food into your hands and you ate like a dog? What does that mean? So, no. Ela ein lo makom lahorid kalim mahu. I don't have a place to take the kalim down. What does that mean?
He calls kalim furniture.
Furniture. So what does that mean? Ein lo makom I have no room in my house to put the stuff. It's always out there. So how do I demonstrate that I am taking away my sukkah? Not taking away my sukkah. You're not allowed to take away your sukkah. You have to leave the sukkah there. That's the reason no one takes the sukkah down on well, we also, if you're sitting in the sukkah, Shemini Atzeres, another reason not to take it down. But one of the reasons is, because of this reason, you're not supposed to. So how do you take, what do you do? You don't have any room. So, okay. Reb Chiya bar Rav Amar, poches bo arba. You reduce it four tvachim. Meaning, you're going to take your schach, you're going to remove four tvachim of your schach. Rashi says, tvachim, arba tvachim, four tvachim, uposla. And then your sukkah gets puzzled. Okay?
Says it's
what?
Says it's
okay, Rashi, fine. Tosfos says, the little second Tosfos, poches bo arba. So, you know, it's already ready of this memches, and we all forgot what we learned, like in the first 2 weeks of Sukkah. But we learned over, Tosfos didn't forget. We forgot. Tosfos didn't forget. And we learned over there, Tosfos says, tvachim upuzla, tachpesh bekunshus. Fetema, ma shir huzeh. What do you mean, arba tvachim? Ba'arba, valo avir posel b'shlosha. Airspace is three tvachim, not four. Bein b'suka gedola, bein b'suka ketana, bein b'emtza, k'demuchach b'shili, parakama, daf yud zayin. We all forgot that. What's Rashi taught? The Gemara says, you have to show that you're not sukkah, that's not sukkahs anymore. So I bring in the kalim, I don't have kalim. I don't have room.
You can't tell three, so drop a three, little one, three.
What?
Make sure you can tell.
So that's what the Rebbeinu of Peretz, tells the Rebbeinu of Peretz, gives that answer. It wasn't a lav dafka. Lav dafka. The other answer you have to give, other Rishonim give that, the Rimin Lunil says, no, it doesn't mean airspace. It meant puzzle schach.
Yeah.
You're not gonna put air, you're not gonna leave it exposed, you're gonna fill it up with puzzle schach. That's four tvachim.
That's a lot of work. How do you want to do that, young?
No, he's doing it on a Shana Rabbah.
No, because then you finish the Shana
Rabbah,
the end of
Shana Rabbah. Right, now they're getting into Shemina Teres. So the Mishnah said, take away your the kalim from the sukkah to demonstrate that I'm moving into the house now. I'm moving back into the house. We're talking about an Eretz Yisrael.
Taking it apart and putting more sukkah and schach inside it.
It's more work.
Yeah.
Right. So then it is your answer that it actually was lav dafka, or if they give some other answer, no, it's just maybe he didn't want it to be too windy, so he removed the air and he puts other schach, puzzle schach. That's four tvachim. Air is three, puzzle schach is four. That's the refresher course from the first 2 weeks of Sukkot. Fine. Remember up to? Rabbi Shuben Levi Omer, Madlik Boaz Haner. Remember we had a whole Gemara that you don't like candles in the Sukkah? Right? So here you do. It wasn't because you're scared the Sukkah's going to burn. That wasn't the reason. Right. Oh, Velo Pligi. Not even arguing. Lon. When do you light a candle? Is in Bavel? When you're sitting in a Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres? Anyway, out of Suffolk, like we did there yesterday. So then, you're sitting in the Misafik, you're not touching the sukkah at all. You're not bringing in kalim, you're not touching the schach. How do you demonstrate it's not really sukkahs? Like the candles in the sukkah. That you didn't do that the first days. Vaha, lahu, and meddling with the sukkah, that's an Eretz Yisrael. Right? Vatinach, sukkah katana. That's by a small sukkah. Sukkah gedola, mayakolamemar. What are you going to do by a big sukkah? So the Gemara says, the ailba money michla. You brought in some eating utensils. The Amar Rava money michla b'metal alta. The eating utensils outside the sukkah, money mishtaya b'metal alta. But the drinking utensils to leave in the sukkah, apparently that was something that he didn't do, that and therefore that he's showing it's different. Right? Okay, fine. Here Rashi says, hold on. Levnei Bavel, in Bavel, Shashmini Shalahen Safik Shvi, in Bavel where the 8th day is maybe the 7th day, so the Lo Kimle Bekviya Diarcha, because they weren't so sure about when Rosh Chodesh was, so Madlik Bozaner, you can't undo the Schach, because you got to sit there tomorrow, Shmini Atzeres, you got to sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, you can't undo it. Halahu Levei Yisrael, but in Israel, the Kimle Bekviya Diarcha, Lo Yashu B'Sukkah B'Shmini Pochis. Not going to say the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres in Israel. You're not going to do that. Therefore, there you can undo the schach a little bit.
So interesting that now they're not considering that the it's katzdoy for the whole day, because theoretically we could still sit in the Sukkah in the afternoon.
We said that yesterday. Didn't we say that yesterday, the day before?
No, it was when we said.
Oh, in Israel, yes.
Even if you separated for the whole day, you're not allowed to touch before, should be allowed to pass.
I hear.
In Israel, they don't sit Shmini Atzeres?
Absolutely not.
No.
Not allowed to.
In Israel, you don't
sit. Not allowed to.
Yesterday's Morris and Mason.
That's in Chutz Laaretz.
Only
Chutz Laaretz. In Israel, you have a real Bal Tosef problem if you do. Because why are you sitting in there? So you can't be over Bal Tosef if it's a Suffolk. I don't know, I'm not sure. Did I shake a lulav today? Well, it's not about Bal Tosef, a lulav anyway. Whatever Bal Tosef would be, right? Did I do this mitzvah or not? First of all, right? Did I do this or not? I don't remember. So do it with me Suffolk. That's not Bal Tosef.
Why is there no Bal Tosef on lulav?
Because there's never Bal Tosef if you do a mitzvah more than one time. Which is why it's not Bal Tosef if you blow shofar 100 times. It's not Bal Tosef. The Torah says to blow shofar not 100 times. Right? What? It's not Bal Tosef. That's never Bal Tosef. One time, years and years ago, we first opened here in the shul, we didn't have a kohen once. We went outside to get a kohen, it was like Rosh Hashanah. We didn't have a kohen even Rosh Hashanah. And the kohen says, I mean, we're looking outside waiting for a kohen. At least Rosh Hashanah, we should have a duchenin, you know? And the guy says, it's Bal Tosef. I duchened already. That's not Bal Tosef. It's not Bal Tosef. You know? Doing a mitzvah more than once is not Bal Tosef.
I guess if you've done a mincha twice, that's Bal
Tosef. There are things what Bal Tosef is.
Okay.
If you put an extra parash in your tefillin, it's Bal Tosef.
Oh, right? Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but sitting in a sukkah when it's... Now, I know Rav Moshe is a tshuva about this. Let's say today, middle of El, I sit in a sukkah, l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Is that Bal Tosef? Or that's just stupid? What do you mean? I sat in a sukkah. L'shem mitzvah sukkah.
If you make a bracha, then it's Bal Tosef.
What, the bracha is Bal Tosef? No, what about the mitzvah? But if I sit in a sukkah the day after sukkah, that's Bal Tosef.
Right.
It's a difference.
So,
it's interesting.
I've learned that Bal Tosef is always to do with numbers. So if the Torah says it's 7 days, and you're making it an 8th day.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting. That's a good way to look at it. Interesting. Okay. Next Mishnah. Nisach Hamayim Ketzad. How do you do Nisach Hamayim? What's Nisach Hamayim about? So every day, whenever they brought the Korban Tamid, they would pour wine on top of the Mizbeach. There were two little holes on the top of the Mizbeach. There were two holes, and they would pour wine down one of those holes. On Sukkot only Sukkot, only in the morning, the wine was in the morning and the afternoon. But Mesukkot, only in the morning, they did water as well. Wine and water. That's what Yontif Chag of Mayim, right? That the whole Hoshana Rav is about water. It's about the old davening for rain. So, okay, how did this go about? So, Tzluchios Shel Zahav, there was a pitcher, kind of container of water, Machzekes Shlosha Lugin, that held 3 lug, Hayimamali Menashiluach. They would go fill it up from the Shiloach. Anybody who's been to Jerusalem knows it's very nearby the Harabayas, the Shiloach spring. Okay? Higiu l'Sharamayim. There's actually a shar called Sharamayim. It's on the eastern side. And Taku v'Hariyu v'Taku, the bush shofar, Tekiah through a Tekiah. Ola b'kevesh, they would go up the ramp, upone l'smol, and they would turn to the left. If you go up the ramp and turn to the left, at that corner, that's where the two holes were. Okay? Now, don't we have a rule that you always turn to the right? Go up all the way around? So I think tomorrow, the Gemara will discuss why they didn't do that. Why they went straight to the left. Okay? Shnei safsalim shel kesef hayusham. There were two bowls of kesef, means silver. There were two bowls of silver. I said there were two holes. They were holes, but they were shaped, they were bowls, shaped like a bowl, and the hole was in the middle of the bowl. It wasn't just a hole in the actual Mizbeach. It was like a funnel. It was like a pipe with a funnel. What? A what? Yeah, it's like a sink, exactly. So, listen to this Tosfos. Mishnah just said that they would take a golden pitcher and the safsel, the hole, was made out of silver. So we have a rule, Malin Bekodesh, not Malin Bekodesh, here, look at Tosfos, bottom Tosfos, Tema. Did not be Menachos, the Perek Shtei Halechem, that Shtei Shulchanos Hayu Be'ulam. There were two tables in the entranceway to the Beis HaMikdash. Echad Shel Kesef, Echad Shel Zav. One was made out of silver, one was made out of gold. Al Shel Kesef, Nos and Lechem upon Bichni Saso. On the way in, they would stop, put the bread going in for the new week on the silver table. Vish Al Shel Zav, Bitzi Aso. And the golden table was the bread coming out. They took it off the golden shulchan, came out, put it on the golden table, took the bread off the silver table, and go replaced it. Or they did it at the same time, whatever it is. The point is, Shemalam Bekodesh, V'lo Moridin. Because you can't go down on Kedusha. You can't go from gold down to silver, right? You couldn't take off gold, you couldn't take the bread off a golden table and put on a silver table. It's a downgrade. There's no downgrades in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Vim kein hacha hayim malin b'tzluchat shel zav. They took a golden pitcher. How can they put it into a silver bowl? How can they do that? V'chi tema. You want to give me the answer. Tzluchat shel mikudash es hayu. That golden pitcher didn't have any kedusha. So the whole idea of not having downgrades didn't even begin. And therefore, putting it on a golden, even though it's made out of gold, but it doesn't have kedusha. So putting it into a silver bowl is kedusha. So not a downgrade, it's an upgrade. That's not an answer. Because we're going to see later in the week, the hayimamal, lo hayu gabi, hayimamalin, lo havi, not true. The gabi chavit shindismali, mayor of Shabbos katani, masnis and chayinim and kedeshas, mefarshan and gemara. Abotzluchas hayimamalin, b'chol hayim is kedeshas. Because the gemara is going to say, what if the first day of Yontif was a Shabbos? What would they do? Because you can't go down to the Shiloh and get the water because you're carrying. So what would they do? They'd get it on Erev Shabbos. Where would they put it? They'd put it in a barrel. That wasn't Kodesh. Because otherwise you run into Lina problems. So what do you see? At the rest of the week, it was Kodesh. So how are you putting it from a golden vessel into a silver vessel? It's a downgrade. How could you do that? V'yei Shlomar, listen to this. De'safsalin hayu kavuin besid. The safsal was attached to the mizbeach with sid, plaster. V'lo kalim ninu, wasn't kalim. It wasn't kalim. It was part and parcel of the mizbeach. The nechshavin kigufo shel mizbeach. It's part of the mizbeach. V'arehen kilavona shayse bebazichin shel zav shemaktivin al mizbeach. I'm not sure what he means by that. No different than the lavona, which was in golden things, that went on the Mizbeach. Same thing. How could it go on the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach is not made out of gold, so it's a downgrade. The answer is no. Putting something on the Mizbeach is not a downgrade, it's an upgrade. It's not made out of gold, so what? It's still an upgrade. Same thing over here. Yeah, you took it from a golden vessel into a silver, not silver vessel, it's the Mizbeach. That's an upgrade. And therefore it's okay. Okay? Anyway, so, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shall sit hayu. No, they weren't even silver at all. They really made the whole thing was made out of plaster. Ella shayim mushcharin bibnehen bibneayayin. They were blackened from all the wine that went on them all the years. They turned black. from all the wine. Umenu kavin, and they had a hole in it, kimin, shnei chutmin dakin, like two nostrils, right? Echad me'uba, the echad dak. One was thicker, and one was thinner. The holes, one was thick and one was thin. Why is that? Because, you'll see why. Because he wanted the wine and the water to end at the same spot. But water is thinner than wine. So to compensate for that, they made the hole thicker. So that the wine and the water would go down the pipes at the same speed. What kind of physicist did they hire for this? I don't know. That's what they did. Now, Ma'arvo Shalmayim, the western one was the one they used for water. Mizracho Shalyayin, the eastern one was one they used for wine. Ira shalmayim l'soch shalyayim. V'shalyayim l'soch shalmayim, yotza. If you mix that up, that's still yotze. That's not the end of the world. If you mixed up which hole the wine and the water go into, it's no big deal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, belog ha-yemanasech kol shmona. It was a log, and it was on Shmini Atzeres also. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda argues, betarti pligi. He's arguing on 2 points. Number one, Ashlosha lug in koi. The Mishnah said 3 lug. The arba the ashiva ka'amar tanakama. It was 3 lug, 7 days. V'asa b'yehuda l'bemar af b'shmini minasachim. They did A in Shmini Atzeres and B was only 1 lug. He's arguing on 2 points. Ulu menaseich omelo hag b'yadecha. And to the menaseich they said, pick up your hands. I want you to do it in a very, very open way. Shepamach is one time. He poured it on his feet. Why did he pour it on his feet? Because he was a tzaduki. He didn't believe in Nisach HaMayim. Why didn't he believe in it? Because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to do Nisach HaMayim. So he didn't want to do it. So he poured it on his feet. He's like he's washing his feet, right? And everyone threw the esrogim at this guy in anger. This apikores. They threw the esrogim at him. And doesn't say here that he died. It doesn't say here that he died. The Yerushalmi says that he died. It doesn't say here that he died. The Yerushalmi says he died. Later on, Rashi is going to say that it wasn't just a rug, it was also stones. Were they had stones, or what were they doing with stones? But they threw stones at him. Okay. Kemaseo b'chol, kach maseo b'shabbos. The Shabbos was no different. The same thing happened on Shabbos. One difference. Ella, shemimali me'er Shabbos, chavias shalzav. They would fill it up in a chavis of gold. There wasn't mikudeshes minashiloach umenicha belishka, and they put it in the lishka. Nishpacha, if it spilled, someone knocked it over and it spilled, vinizgale, and it got exposed, hayimamali minakir. Then they would take water from the kir and fill that up and use that for the nisach hamayim. Sheayayin v'hamayim megulin pesul nagave mizbeach, because yayin or water that is exposed is possible for the Mizbeach. Why is it possible for the Mizbeach? Gilui. What's Gilui?
Something left over and uncovered.
So why can't you drink it?
Snakes.
Snakes. Who's drinking this?
No one.
So what's snakes?
Ruach, I don't know.
What's snakes? No snakes. So Rashi says an amazing thing. Rashi says, it's the last Rashi before the Gemara, a little down where we are. Shayayin v'amayim v'gulim. Nizgala. It got exposed. It was uncovered. Hainu taima. The yayin or water that was exposed, you cannot use on the mizbeach. Why not? Listen to this reason. The chayshinon, because we're afraid, shema shasa mehen nachash, maybe the snake came and drank some of it, v'ha'eresh ma'ur of behen, and there's poison in the water, in the wine, so what? Hashem not going to get sick. So what's so what? V'nimtza she'ena manaseich mayim kishir. You don't have the shear. Shaharei ha'eretz mishmashlim l'shi'urin. Because the poison is making up the shear. Poison is not water, poison is not wine. So I have 3 lug. There's poison in here. And therefore, you can't use uncovered water or wine. What do you think of that answer?
Not really.
Why not?
Because bitl berov.
So there's such, that's true. Why don't they want to rely on bitl berov?
Because it's significant.
And if there's a machlokas, whether it's 3 lugin or 1 lugin, according to Rabbi Huda.
That's the point. The point is you're not going to have the shear. Whatever the shear is, you don't have it. I have my barrel over here. It's exactly I measured it with an atomic measuring thing, right? I have exactly 3 lug, and now the snake came.
An idea of Tom Kicker.
What? No, but there's no Tom. No one's eating it.
But it's poisonous. So
what?
It's the same thing as...
But Hashem doesn't care. Hashem's not going to get sick.
You could say
that if it's not, if you won't drink it, then Hashem won't take it. But whatever we do, Hashem has the same rules. You could say that. Okay.
How do you
spend
the Ola?
What Ola? No. Hashem has... What?
We never say Bittul Rov Begilu. You have a whole pitcher of water, don't put it overnight, so it will poison.
You never say Bittul Rov at Sakana. You never say it by a sakana. Because the whole point of Bittul Rov is a halachic issue. It's a halachic thing. Right. The Torah allowed, I have 10 hot dogs, and one's not kosher, you can eat it. Why? Bittul Rov. It's a halachic issue. You don't say Bittul Rov by poison.
But there's no sakana in this case, because no one's drinking.
Exactly. So what's the point? So what does Rashi say? No, you don't have the shear. So what about Bittul? Since you wouldn't say Bittul by a human, you don't say Bittul by Hashem. You give some answer like that. Okay. Menahani Mili, how do you know this? How do you know what? How do you know that they blew shofar when they did Nisach HaMayim? Amar Rav Ina, Amar Kra, Usha'af to Mayim B'Sason. So therefore what? Usha'af to Mayim B'Sason, right? Mimayin HaYeshua, and Simcha, and it has to have a shofar. Okay? Now we're going to have a story, and I have to be honest with you, I don't know, I cannot explain the story. We're going to read words.
It's a good one. It's a good story.
It's a good story. We're going to read words, and I don't understand the story. Hanutre mine. There were two apikarsim. Chad shmei Sason. One guy's name was Sason. Chad shmei Simcha. And the other one's name was Simcha. Amalei Sason l'Simcha. Sason says to Simcha one day, Ano adifi minach. I'm better than you. Tichsev, because it says, Sason v'Simcha yasigu. See, I'm first. Amalei Simcha l'Sason. Simcha says to Sason back, Nah, I need a difi minach. I'm better than you. Tichsev, because it says, Simcha v'Sason la'Yehudim. Simcha v'Sason, Simcha's first. Where's this passage, Simcha v'Sason la'Yehudim? It's in the Megillah Esther, right?
Yes.
Right? So, asks the Ein Yaakov, it says twice in the Megillah, to the famous pasuk, it's called Lehudim Oysa Ara Simcha V'Sasan V'Ikar.
Why didn't you use that?
Not only why didn't you use that, that pasuk comes before this one. So why did he use the less popular pasuk that appears second in the Megillah? And then Yaakov gives an unbelievable answer. He says, you know, sometimes it says Sasan first, sometimes it says Simcha first, it's no raya. Which one's better? But the word Simcha appears in the Megillah twice. Simcha's first. So you see right away that Simcha's much better. Twice. I'm going to bring you the first pasuk we all know about that pasuk. Everyone says that pasuk. It's said by Abdallah every night, every Moshe Shabbat, everyone knows that pasuk. The second one, only people that, you know, I'm poor. Oh yeah, I remember that pasuk from Purim. So you only bring the second pasuk, number one, first of all, to highlight that Simcha's better. It's not one against one, it's two against one. Amalei Sason with Simcha, Sason says back to Simcha, well, you know, Chad Yoma, one day, Shavkuach, they're going to take you and send you for Shavuach Parvanka. They're going to give you some kind of job. The Ksiv, because it says, Ki B'Simcha Teiteyu. B'Simcha's going to go out. They're going to make you like be like a scout to go out and see what's going on. Amalei Simcha L'Sason, Simcha says back to Sason, Chad Yoma, one day, Shavkuach U'molu Bachmaya. They're going to use you to fill up water. Dichsiv u'sha'afta mayim b'sason. Sason's going to go and fill up the water. They're going to fill up the water with Sason. Amaleahu mina d'shmei Sason l'Riavo. So Sason came to Riavo and said to him, Asidihu d'tzimalu li mayim l'alma? D'asi. I'm going to be the one to fill up the world with water. Dichsiv u'sha'afta mayim b'sason. It doesn't say u'sha'afta mayim b'Riavo. It says u'sha'afta mayim b'sason. They're going to pick me. Amalei, no. Ihaviksiv lissason. If it would have said lissason, kid to come out, then you're right. Hashta dichsiv bissason. It means moshe tahu gavra mashvinen le guda. They're going to make you into some kind of leather pouch or something. a skin, yeah? Umalinon be'emaya, and with that they're going to fill you up with water. Doesn't mean you're going to be the schlepper boy. That's not what it means. It means they're going to use you to fill up with water. Okay, two dots. End of the story. What on earth was that? I have no doubt that some deep, deep hidden secrets in there.
The minimum is not going to be included. So not only is not going to be included, but they're going to use a skin to use for that.
Okay, yeah. And I can know that without this story.
But what should we learn from two
minimum? Isn't
it? Why should we learn? From, I just read you the words.
Yeah,
by the way, the there was nothing in here to no one explained it. Okay.
It's the Oscar Lazar goes into a little bit.
And what does it say?
An example of how an apicurus could use the Pesukim of the Torah to prove anything, even though it's garbage. And then he seems to compare it from the Gra. He talks about Yishmael and Esav, that Sassan and Tibur represent the descendants of Yishmael and Esav. And,
okay, that's a deep idea. One's Yishmael, one's Esav, it's very deep.
Right.
Right? Okay. Ola b'kevesh uponu l'smol. They went up the ramp, and they made a left turn to go to the corner where the holes were. Tanu Rabbanan, kol olam l'mizbeach olam derech yamin. Every time you go up to the mizbeach, you have to go to the right. Yes, we did have it in Yuma. Umakifin v'yardin derech smol. No matter where you want to go on the mizbeach, you have to go to the right, do whatever you have to do, and then come back around out. Chutz, except for mina olam l'shosh advarim halalu. Except for three things, you can go straight to the left. Shol derech smol v'kozin ala akev. You can go to the left and then go back down right over from the left. Ve'elohein, here they are. Yisachamayim. Yisachamayim on Sukkot. Yisachayayin, whenever you need to. Ve'olas ha'ov, kishe rabasa b'mizrach. And the olas ha'ov really was supposed to be, avoda was done on the eastern corner. Unless it was very busy over there, then you were allowed to go to the left side, and you had to go straight up. Why? I don't really see why. Doesn't say why. Why were these three different? Why were there exceptions for these three? So I was going to say why? Like, what's special about
it? It says it has to do with the distance that he has to walk, and the water and the yain get
it's going to spill.
No, it gets contaminated with smoke.
Oh,
and
I see.
And the burn of the ola would not survive also the smoke.
Uh-huh. Okay, interesting. Okay. Elishayo Mashchirin. Then we said, Rabbi Yehuda said that it was not made out of silver at all. It was made out of sid, pitch, not pitch, plaster. But it got black from all the wine. Bishlam yayin mashker. That makes sense. Wine can darken something. You have, you know, these glass or even some people have on the refrigerator, right? The whole where they keep the wine is all black. It's all dirty because the wine leaves stains. That makes sense. The maya, my. How about water? How could water? Well, since we said in the Mishnah that if you mixed up which hole to put the wine in, it's okay. We said that, right? Therefore, shalmayim asi lashchure. Even the one with water, even though supposed to have the water, also was dark. Why? Because they put wine in there. Rashi says, lefi shepa amim shamachlifin. Because sometimes they'd mix it up, right? One of the Nachas of Shua says, what do you mean sometimes they mix it up? So if what happened once in the blue moon, the coin forgot, it got black. The one that did every single day, that got dark. So he says it must be, that's different. It must be that there was not ma'akev at all, which one you used. So it's totally fielder's choice of the coin.
Except for Sukkot.
Except for Sukkot. Exactly. So they're both the same. They every day they switch off. This one, the afternoon, they make a difference. That must be pshat. Okay. Umenukavim kamin beis chutin. Chutman. Lema masnis and Rabbi Yehuda yivala Rabbanan. Let's say I have Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbanan. Ditnan. Our Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda omer belog hayu manaseh kol shmona. They would use it for all 8 days. Di Rabbanan ki adadi ninu. Because if it's the Rabbanan, they'd be the same size, the same thing, same shear, right? No, I feel telling Rabbanan, Chamra Samich, Maya Kolish. Wine is thick, water is thinner, right? Wine is a thicker liquid, water is thinner. Hachidai Mistabra, Dear Yehuda, Rachav v'katzer ishla islay. According to Yehuda, it should have said Rachav wide and katzer thin. Doesn't say that. It says thick and thin, right? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Kashvos Hayusham. There were two. What? Yeah, there were two kalim, right? Hayusham, Echad Shalmayim v'Echad Shalyayin. Shalyayin pia Rachav, v'Shalmayim pia Katzer. Kadeshiyu Shneim Kolin b'Basachas. That they would end at the same spot. Where do they end? Shmamina, you're right. Where do they end?
So they would empty.
In the Kidron Valley? Somewhere?
They would empty at the same spot.
What?
They arrived at the valley at the same
spot. Correct. Correct. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.